We are starting a new Masechta, Masechta's Shavuos, and we're starting Shavuos Daf Beis. A small akdama, Masechta Shavuos, Kishmoy Kenu, is about Shavuos, someone who makes a Shavua. And the halacha is that if someone makes a Shavua Sheker, he gets, could be Malkus, sometimes he brings a carbon, and there's different type of Shavuos. There's a Shavuos Bitui, a Shavuos Shav, Shavuos Ha'edis, Shavuos Ha'pekadoin. Shavuos Bitui means, it comes from the Pasuk Oy Nefesh Kisishava Levate Bisvasayim Lahara Lahitiv. A Shavuos Bitui means, a Shavuos is not because of some kind of business deal or because someone wants you to say Edis. The Shavuos Bitui means, a person who says, I'm making a Shavuos, I'm going to do this or I won't do this, that's Shavuos Bitui. And that will be in the beginning of the Masechta. We'll talk about Shavuos Bitui and then go to Shavuos Ha'edus, Shavuos Ha'pekadon, Shavuos Ha'dayanim. But actually, in the beginning of the Masechta, we will discuss Tumah. Someone goes to the Beis Hamikdash when they're Tamei, or if they eat Kachim when they're Tamei. And the reason is because in the Parasha, at the end of Parashas Vayikra, there's a Parasha of Karban Oilo V'Yoyred, which is a Karban Chatos, that if someone does not have much money, he brings birds instead of Behema, and he might even bring a Mincha if he has less money. And the Parasha of Oilo V'Yoyred, there is a Parasha of Shvua, and there's also a Parasha of Tumah, someone who eats Kachim or goes into his things when he's Tameh. And therefore, the beginning of Masechta will discuss the Tumah of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav as well, and then later on the Masechta, we'll discuss the halachas of Shavuos. So let's start the new Masechta, Be'ezus Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. Shavuos, Shtayim, Sheim, Arba. When it comes to Shavuos Bitui, in the Pasuk, Mefurish, it talks about two of the Shavuos, which is really four different Shavuos, because we learn out from a Pasuk that included in the Issa of Shavuos Bitui is four different type of Shavuos. What's the Shtayim, Sheim, Arba? Shtayim, Sheim, Arba are both the Shtayim, are both lahaba, which means he makes a shvuah that he's going to do something in the future, either lahara or lahitiv, for something good or something bad. What does good or bad mean? For example, if he says, a shvuah, I'm going to eat a certain cake, so that's lahitiv. He wants to do something good to himself. And a shvuah that he's not going to eat a certain cake, that's lahara, because he is ma'ana himself. He's holding himself back from eating something. So that's shtayim. Shvuah shtayim is, if someone makes a shvuah, he's going to eat something, and he does not eat something, he's over the iser of shvuah's bitui, and he'll bring a carbon oil of a yared. If he does his b'shegig, he'll bring a carbon oil of a yared. And there's a shvuah that's la'hetiv. A shvuah lahara means he makes a shvuah, I'm not going to eat a certain cake, and he eats it, so then he'll be over the shvuah that way, and he'll bring a carbon. Shehein arba is in the past. He makes a shvuah that I did not eat that cake yesterday. And it's not true. So that's a case of a shvuah sabitui, which is learned out from a drasha. And if he says, I ate the cake yesterday, and also that's not true, that's a case of also shvuah sabitui, which is usher to do. And you bring a carbon, also learned out from psukim, that either achalti v'loy achalti, or ochal or loy ochal, I'm going to eat, oichel, I'm going to eat, or loy oichel, I'm not going to eat. All these four cases are included in the Isra Shavuos Bitui. So Shavuos Shtayim Shemara means the two were first in the Pasuk, and there's two more that I learned out from Drashas, which is altogether four. Yediyas HaTumah, Shtayim Shemarba. Yediyas HaTumah is called Yediyas HaTumah because you're not chayiv until you know about the Tumah by the beginning, you know you became Tamei, and then you forgot, and then after you did the Avera, you remember now that you were Tamei. That's what's called Yediyas HaTumah. It has to have Yediyah. Now, what does Yediyas HaTumah mean? There's a Chiyav Karvan Oyla V'Yoyred in a case where someone is Tamei, and he forgets that he's Tamei, and goes into the Beis HaMikdash. Or he eats Kachim. In either case, he brings a Karvan Oyla V'Yoyred. In the Psukim, it says like this. It says, Oy Nefesh HaShatigah V'Chol Dova Tamei. This is Perek Hey Pasuk Beis. And he was Tomei and he did Avera. He knows about it and he did Avera. Now, what does that mean he did Avera? So one Pasuk means he went into the Beis HaMikdash when he's a Tomei. The other Pasuk means he ate Kachim when he was Tomei. And he forgot about his Tumah in between. So Shtayim are the two things that says first in the Pasuk, where someone went into the Beis HaMikdash and he forgot that it was Tomei, or he ate Kachim and he forgot that it was Tomei. Shehein Arba is being Marba two other cases, which is he forgot that this thing is Kodesh, or he forgot that this is the Beis HaMikdash. which means the first two are cases where he forgot that he was Tomei. He knew about the Beis Mikdash, he knew about the Kachim, but he didn't know, he forgot that he was Tomei. The Shem Arba are, the two other cases are, cases where he forgets that this is the Beis Mikdash or this is Kachim. So that is Yediyas HaTomei Shtayim Shem Arba. Vaitan the Mishnah, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shem Arba, Hoitzah and Shabbos, also Shtayim Shem Arba. So the way Rashi explains is that the Lachas of Hoitzah have two different cases of Hoitzah. Hoitzah means to take from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is a private domain, which is a rabbin, to a public domain. And we learn that from a pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, where it says, "Vitzav Moishav Aviru Kol B'Machna," that you should not bring any more things to the Machna Aviru, which is for the Mishkan, and it was Shabbos. And the Gemara learns out, "The Inala be Moitzi Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbin." Now there are two cases of carrying something, doing Hoitzah from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rabbin. One is what we call a ani, and one's by a asher. The ani is standing outside. He's standing on Rosh Rabbim, and he takes something from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and brings it out to him. So that's Haitzah done by standing outside. There's another Haitzah that someone standing inside, the Ashir, takes something from inside and puts it outside. So those are the two cases, Shtayim, of Haitzah, for someone standing inside or someone standing outside. And Shem Arba is Achnasa. Bringing something from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid is also Asher. It's called Achnasa. He's bringing something into the private domain. So that's also possible two cases. Either the Ani standing outside puts it inside, or the Asher standing inside brings something inside. That's Achnasa. So Shtayim Shem Arba are two, which is four. Now, in the first cases, we understand that the different cases. But here, why is it called Shtayim? Because it's Ani or Asher. Why is that considered two cases? So Tosfos, the Maaseh Yetzias Shabbos, asks this question. Look at the third or fourth line in Tosfos. It says, "Tema, and my chosh of the oni with the balabayis betarti the mali oni mali balabayis." What is the difference? So he says, "V'yashloimer the itzrich lemisnayim mishum kasak adayit lo have a derech haitzah elik shoyim shiyachid v'not al peris v'yashu rabim." You would think maybe haitzah means I take some shiyachid and I bring it outside, but maybe if you stand in the shirabim and you pull it out, maybe that's not called a real haitzah, and therefore two different cases. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, Rabbi Tam says that haitzah is called a malacha gerua. It's not really a malacha, and therefore, every case has to be explained clearly, ani and asher. So that's the third case in our Mishnah, Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shem Arba. The fourth case in our Mishnah is Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shem Arba. That in the psukim, there are two Maris Negoyim, two colors of Negoyim, which a Metzora gets, he becomes a Metzora. So it says, he brings a carbon, he has to bring a carbon. And the two colors in the Pasuk are Se'es and Baharis. And they're different type of colors, different type of whites, shades of white, which are Arba, they each will have a Toldo, like we see in the Gemara. They each have a Toldo, a different color, which is similar to Se'es, similar to Baharis. They each have a Toldo. So that's Maris Negoyim Shtayim Shem Arba. These are the four cases that we find that it's Shtayim Shem Arba. So the Mishnah first will go ahead and explain the Shtayim Shem Arba of Yediyas HaTumah. And the Gemara is going to ask, why don't we start explaining with Shvuos, why do we go to Yediyas HaTumah? The Gemara will explain why we start with Yediyas HaTumah. And Rashi points out that Yitzias HaShabbos and Maris Negoyim will not be explained here. They each have their own Masechta. Yitzias HaShabbos explained the Masechta Shabbos. And Maris Negoyim explained in Masechtas Negoyim. So the discussion in the Mishnah will be the Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shem Arba. Zokta Mishnah. Es shiyesh ba yediyah betchilo v'yediyah besoif v'helem bentayim harei zeh ba'ele v'yayrit. That if someone knows that he became Tomei, then he forgets and he goes and eats kachim or goes to Beis HaMikdash and then he remembers, oh yeah, I was Tomei. Hareze ba'olav yared. It brings the carbon olav yared, which means it's called olav yared. It means because it has different levels. It's a mafurish in the pasuk in the psukim about a carbon olav yared that an asher brings a chatas behema, a oni will bring a oif, will bring birds, and a dal shevedalim, a guy who's the poorest level, like Rashi explains, will bring a siris eifa, will bring a minchas choyte, a mincha. So that's why it's called oil of yared. So someone has yediyah betchila and yediyah besoif and a helam betayim hareze ba'olav yared. Now, what's the halacha of the Mishnah? Yesh ba yediyah betchila ve'im ba yediyah besoif. Let's say he knew he was Tomei, he went into Beis HaMikdash, and he still did not realize that he was Tomei when he went into Beis HaMikdash. So now he really deserves the einish. Haraya, once he figures out that he was Tomei, he has to bring a carbon. So what protects him now from having Yisurim? So the Mishnah says the loch is the sara nasa befnim v'yema kapurim toila achi avadaloi until he knows v'yavirel v'yared l'bi akamral v'yared, which means that what keeps him safe until he remembers that he was tamei and brings a kamral v'yared is the sara nasa befnim and Yom Kippur. Now, what is Sar Nasa Befnim? We know that in Yom Kippur, there were three Se'irim that the Tzibur brought on Yom Kippur. One had the Matan Dami Lefnim, had they spritzed the dam of this goat inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, inside the Heichel, and on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And then you had the Sar Mishlech, the Sar that was sent out to be sent out to the Azazel. And a third Sar that was for the Yom Tif, like a part of the Musafim. So the three Seirim, the Sara Nasa Befnim is the one that was brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That Sara serves as a kapara, as a holding kapara, until he finds out that he was Taka Tamei, and he brings his own carbon oil of Yerid. Now it says, Sara Nasa Befnim V'yeme Kapurim. Tosis Yontav learns, Al Pia Rashi later on, that it's not enough, the Sair. It's also the Tzumei Shal Yom, the Etzim Deyim Kippur also is Mechaper. Zokta Mishnah Vaita. If he does not have a yediya betchila, ava yesh ba yediya besoif, which means he never knew he became tameh, and this he'll never know. He just never knew he became tameh. He touched something, and no one knows besides Makaris Baruch Hu. At that time, ava yesh ba yediya besoif. Then afterwards, that's the next case of Mishnah. I'm making a mistake. Ein ba yediya betchila means he didn't know by the beginning, but Maisa he went into Beis Hamikdash, and then afterwards he chapped that he touched tumah. He didn't realize. For example, let's say he was in a house where there was a mace. And at that time, he did not realize. He went straight from that house to the Beis HaMikdash. Went straight from that house to the Beis HaMikdash. And then, after he leaves the Beis HaMikdash, someone tells him, by the way, the house you were in, there was a mace there. There was a dead person there. Now he knows he's Tameh. So, anybody, the B'chilav Yesh, the B'saif, Soyer Nasa B'chutz, V'yoyim HaKapurim, Mechaper. Shenemar, Melvad Chatas HaKapurim. That says, there's a Hekish to Soyer Nasa B'fnim. Now, this person who doesn't have a idea betchila, he didn't know about his tumah until afterwards. The halacha is he does not bring a carbon, because a carbon we learn from psukim that a carbon only is the carbon of the earth is only someone who knew when he became tummy that he became tummy. But if he only knows afterwards, so then he does not bring a carbon. So how does he get a kapara? He gets a kapara from the sara nasa bechutz, which is the carbon of the musafim, the sara of the musafim, and with Yom Kippurim together are Mechaper. Now, how do we know it's Mechaper? Shneim, it says in the Pasuk, in Parashas Pinchas, when it talks about the Masafim, it says that in Yom Kippur you bring Sirizim Echad Chatos, Milvad Chatos HaKippurim, besides for the Chatos HaKippurim that goes inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it's a Hekesh. This Sirizim to the Chatos HaKippurim. Amash Zem Mechaper, Zem Mechaper. On the thing that's Mechaper, this is Mechaper. Ma Pnimei Mechaper Al Dovah Shishbe Yediyah. Just like the Pnimi we said is Mechaper on a Dova Shiesh Bayadia, which has some kind of idea Satoma, Apachitza Mechaper on a Dova Shiesh Bayadia. But it's not exactly the same. Because the Sar Hanase Befnim is talking about Yedia, that you had idea Betchila, and now you don't know yet. Here we're talking about you didn't have idea Betchila or Yedia Besaif, but they both have Yedia, and therefore it's Mechaper on a Dova Shiesh Bayadia, which means Yedia Besaif. Like Rashi speaks, that mind the yodia b'soif v'loy b'tchila d'loy osel chal carbon u'mechap is that kapara gemura v'loy t'chila. This is a real kapara. The sara nasa b'fnim is only it's a holding just until he finds out that it was tamek. But this is a kapara gemura, and the Rashi brings down from the Gemara that asks from time ekim shukshu yichru shnei mashiyesh b'yodia b'tchila v'nafkemin lo tuma that happened in between. Maybe they're both for the same thing. So Gemara will talk about that. And davches abeis. Gemara will ask that and answer that. So far, we said that the Sara Nasa Befnim is there for someone who knows about his tumah at the beginning, and he went to Beis HaMikdash, he still didn't find out that he still didn't remember now that he was Tameh, and he forgot, now he didn't remember yet. So when he remembers, he'll have to bring Oil of Yared. But until then, the Sara Nasa Befnim is Mechaper, holds him back from Yisurim. And then we said a case where he didn't know about the beginning, and he just knew at the end, so then the Sara Nasa Bechutz, which is the Sara Masafin, is Mechaper. And this is what we started saying before. In a case where he became Tameh, only Karis Baruch Hu knows. He became Tameh and he went into his Mikdash and he never will find out that he became Tameh. He's just touched it, has no idea. He has no idea he walked in some place that there was a Tameh there, he never will find out. So what's the halacha there? So Seire HaRegolim V'Seir Rosh HaKadosh Mechaper, the Rebbe Yudah, who says that it's not Yom Kippur, it's not a Korban Yom Kippur that's Mechaper, it's the Sa'ar that you bring every Yom Tov for Musaf, and the Sa'ar of Rosh Chodesh that are Mechaper on that Aveira, the Rebbe Yudah. Which is Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh, they have no idea whatsoever, and obviously we never come to a Korban, we know what's Mechaper for that, the Sa'ar HaRegolim, which is the Sa'ar they're brought on a regular Yom Tov, for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and the Sa'ar of Rosh Chodesh, the Rebbe Yudah. Shimon Omer. No, there's a difference between Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov. Seire HaRegolim Mechaprim for Ein Bo Yediya Loi B'tchila V'Soif. Someone never knows about his Tumma. Avaloi Seire Rosh HaKadoshim. But Seire HaKadoshim is not for that. But Amas Seire Rosh HaKadoshim Mechaprim. What is Seire Rosh HaKadoshim Mechaprim for? On top of now on base, we're continuing this very long Mishnah on top of on base. You know what the Seire Rosh HaKadoshim is for? Al HaTar Sha'ochal HaSa Tomei. It's for the Tar who ate the Tomei. A Tar, a person was tar, ate kodesh that's tamei, which is not a chi of karis really, but he still will get a kapara, and he doesn't need as much kapara as the other ones, which are a chi of karis. This, it's not amazed. Some of the things are chi of karis, it does amazed. He goes into the basement, where he's tamei, he's chi of karis, amazed. But here, still, he needs a carbon to mechaper for him, and the carbon of a rish chodesh is mechaper. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. Rameya imer kol asirim kaparasim shava. All the Seirim, which means the Musaf Sa'ir on Yom Kippur, the Musaf on Regalim on Yom Tovim, and the Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, all do the same thing. What do they do? Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. They all do Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, which means that Ein Bo Yediya V'Tchila V'Yesh Bo Yediya V'Soif, and in the case of Ein Bo Yediya Loi V'Tchila Loi V'Soif, and in a Tarash Ochel HaSatame, all these things get Kapara from all the Seirim. Which means, he's saying that there's no chilek between the Seir HaKadoshim, Seir HaRegolim, and the Sa'ar that's done on Yom Kippur. They're all mechaper for the same thing. They're all mechaper for Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadoshov, which is, like Rashi explains, we'll read Rashi, Kol HaSeirim Kabrasim Shavah, Kol Seirim Masofim Bein Seir Nasim Chutz Yom Kippurim, Bein Shavah HaGolim, Bein Shavah HaKadoshim, Kabrasim Shavah, Kulam Mechaprim, Al Kol Bein al or everything. Al bein she'ein b'yediya b'tchila v'yesh b'yediya b'lebsoif. Bein al she'ein b'yediya loy b'tchila v'soif. Bein al tar shachal tamei. They all do the same thing. And what's the nafkimina? If the tum happened in between. But zokt Rashi, asor anase b'fnim, that didn't argue on. The asor anase b'fnim, we said, comes from a chaper that it holds, it's tlia, it's toila, until you remember that you were tamei and you bring a carbon. So that everyone agrees, the asor anase b'fnim is toila. That rameyer is not arguing on. So we have a three-way machlekes between Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. What happens with the Seirei Hamusafim of Yom Kippur, Regalim, and Reish Chodesh? Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Seir Achitzoin of the Musaf of Yom Kippur is for the case of Ein Bo Yediya B'Tchila U'B'Soif. You don't have idea. And that you have the case of Sar Nasa B'Fnim is for a case of Ein Bo Yediya B'Tchila, but you do have a Yediya B'Soif. That's the Sar Nasa B'Chutz, rather. The Sar of Yom Kippur HaNasa B'Chutz, the Sar of Yom Kippur HaNasa B'Chutz, is for a case of Ein Bo Yediya B'Tchila V'Yesh Yediya B'Soif. The Sar of the Regalim of Yom Tovim is for Ein Bo Yediya Loi B'Tchila V'Soif. And that's also what Seir Rosh Chodeshim do. That's what Yehuda holds. Rav Shimon says there are three things. The Sa'ir of Yom Kippur, Hanasa B'chutz, the Musaf Yom Kippur, Hanasa B'chutz, that's for what? That teaches us, Ein Bo Yediya B'Tchila, V'Yesh Bo Yediya B'Soif. That's Mechaper for that. The Sa'ir Regalim is for Ein Bo Yediya Loi B'Tchila Loi B'Soif. And the Sa'ir Rosh Chodesh is for Tahar Sha'achas Atameh. And then you have Rav Meir that says, all the Seir Masafim do all three things, Mechaper all three things. Of yesh ein bo yediya b'tchila yesh b'yosayif, ein bo yediya loy b'tchila b'yosayif, and tarash achal es atameh.